Thank you.
Well, for those of you who don't know me, that pretty much sums it up in that little bit she read there. Although I must have given you that over 10 years ago because I've been a fitness trainer for 40 plus years now. I did retire a year and a half ago when I moved to Hot Springs, but I still come over the mountain twice a week for a client that I've had 20 years and a couple others that have talked me into it. So puts a little jingle in my jeans. It's all good. So it couldn't have been more perfect. Every single, I'm always blown away by this. It happens in every center that I speak at. The meditation, the music chosen, the words that are for the day, everything is in perfect flow with what I came to say. And that just is exactly what I want you to wrap your head around here today. When you choose to be 100% you, everything's in flow. Because spirit has always, always seen you as the perfect, perfect creation you are. Are we flawless? Oh, I wish. No, but the thing is, your essence is flawless and perfect and untouchable. You are in charge of who gets to dabble in that. You give your own power away, by the way. No one takes it from you. And that can be a hard pill to swallow sometimes. Because I am a people person, obviously. I love people. And I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. We're all doing the best we can. I really believe that. From where you are in your conscious evolution, every step of the way, you did exactly the best you could at that point in your development. I just know that you did. You don't have to even go back and think about it. So Dr. Ernest Holmes had this really I love this book. I probably show it to you every time I call him. 365, it's his teachings on a daily basis. So if you ever wanted to pick this up, it's lovely. He addresses each month with a theme. And this month is faith. And he writes this, faith is a mental attitude that is so convinced of its own idea, which is so completely accepted that any contradiction is unthinkable and impossible. So we want, all of us in this room, and I know it, and far beyond in our community, in our world, we all want to be happy. That's sort of the carrot. We want to feel good. And the startling news that I discovered in my 40s, I was in control of that. I had realized at that point that I was really reacting to what was in front of me moment to moment to moment to moment, which made me like a ricochet ball in a pinball machine. I just was all over the place, which made my energy be all over the place. And then I wondered why I had such a mishmash of life working out for me. It's so helpful to know the laws of the universe and to work within them. And my parents didn't have a clue about that. They didn't know to teach that. And I think it should be in all our preschools. I really do. Kids need to know that their parents aren't God, which is what our parents train us to do, or at least mine did, because they loved me so much, they wanted to keep me safe in this horrible, fear-filled world. Well, guess what? If I had adopted that, I would be living in their fear-filled world along with them. I chose differently, and I know all of you do too. I'm speaking to the choir, preaching to the choir. But it's true, and we need to always be aware of any resistance that's coming up in our vibration that is preventing spirit from guiding us seamlessly. So how do we avoid this resistance? I don't know there's so much avoiding, because we have to remember Spirit knows us better than we know ourselves. God has always heard every single one of those prayers, wishes, desires, and has held them for you. Holding that energy around those, knowing that is done for you, complete for you. It is yours. So I'm the one blocking that coming in. It's not Source. Source isn't withholding from me or trying to spoon it out in certain increments. It's not like that. It's the laws of the universe say you are a powerful creator. Your thoughts and emotion combined create an energetic field that is all around you. You can't help it. Everywhere you go, it's sort of mingling with everybody else's energetic field. And that's okay. I don't think there's 8+ billion of us on the planet if Spirit didn't think it was a good idea for us to mingle our energy. However, we have to be very selective about where we're focusing our energy, because we can think it's for a good cause. I'm looking at this because I really want, you know, this to change and I want to help. This is always one of the stumbling blocks I've come across. As hard as it is sometimes, especially with your family, your siblings, your own children, we each have our own individualized paths. You're not going to create for anyone else, and they're not going to create for you unless you let them in. Unless you give your power to them and say, okay, you choose for me. Then I can blame you when it doesn't work out. Right? And seriously, that's how a lot of people live. I really know that we came in at this time for a very, very important reason. We are on the brink. We are on the brink of light and love being the only choice for people. They will live there. They're waking up. They're remembering. We happen to be the forerunners. Don't pat yourself on the back yet. As a forerunner, it's tough because you've got all those people in your life going, what kind of a nut is this person turned into? And then you've got people who are awakening in shock and fear and dismay that you're trying to soothe. First and foremost, no matter what, we all want to help. We all want to serve. I know that. Serve you first. Please. God wants that so bad. You have to love every skunch of you. Every single aspect, those dark shadows that you've drug along behind you, afraid to look at, all those pieces that were shamed and made to feel guilty that you said, I don't think I like you too much either. I'll put you back here. It's time to call everybody home. And embrace them all and love them all like mad, because that's what Source is doing and has forever done. And when you come into alignment with that, you're authentic. You're being true to who you are. You're in your heart. You're living from love and your light is bright. You don't even have to think about shining your light. It is beaming all around you and it is, like a moth to a flame. People will be coming to you very soon if they aren't already. They'll walk right up to me in Walmart. I mean, it's okay and it's wonderful and it's perfect. They're ready. And we have been waiting for people to be ready and they're ready. So how do we get to them? By being a model. We cannot do much with words. Here I am saying I'm now an inspirational speaker. It's like, what? Because words really don't teach. I will say they help for us to remember, because we're human. You're going to forget. over and over again, you'll see you're in a rabbit hole. It's okay. Don't ever beat yourself up for that. Never, ever. Just say, whoop, there I am again. Doggone it. Okay. Well, I know what to do. I know that I have to look at the situation the way Spirit sees it. I have to be like our first song. I have to have the eyes of Spirit, the hands of Spirit, the heart of Spirit, the words of Spirit have to come through me. That's why we were designed so perfectly the way we are, because that allows Spirit to have life through us and bring more and more loving expansion into the world. We're about to be a global family. We're about to see the day, I truly believe this, where we can honestly call everyone our brother and sister. Do we agree with them all? No, of course not. But it's not about agreement. It's about allowing and acceptance and forgiveness. Now, those things are all well and good in your outer world. But I really want to stress that if there's anything in here yet that you have not come to hold with love, that you are still pushing against, are still feeling resentful or angry or any of the emotions below contentment on Abraham's scale, those aspects, you got to clean them up. And like now, there's a full moon tomorrow night. It's called the worm moon because the night crawlers come back up to the surface. And it's also called the raven moon because the ravens will start cawing more with the warmer mornings. But this moon is a big, powerful moon that will definitely give you all the energies you need to release those pieces that you're hanging on to that come from your past. Do you know your ego is alive and well back there? It lives there. It thrives there. It loves to get fear going in you. It's not like that at all, really. I feel that way sometimes, but it's just trying to protect us. That's why we created it. But the fact is, we've grown up. We're mom and dad now for this vessel and this soul. We're mom and dad now, and we're calling the shots. And we know darn well that we have nothing to fear. Spirit has our back, front, and every side of us. Now, the big T word. I talk about it every time I come, but it's so important that you begin to move completely, both feet, into trusting God. Let it run your life. Try it as an experiment for a few days if you can't give up your control over your planner or whatever. Seriously, see what Spirit has for you that you may not have been allowing in because you got a program you're going to follow. You get up on Monday and you go here and on Tuesday here and you do this and that and you're all planned out for the week. How about just letting Spirit plan and seeing how that turns out? And then I promise there's no coming back. You'll be hooked. You'll be in complete trust of Spirit. No matter what awful thing lands at your doorstep, you will look at that and go, I wonder what gems are in that for me this time. And it could be a repeat of something else. Do not take that personal. Do not feel like, dang, I keep working on this and here it comes back again to haunt me. No, no, you're new today. You're even newer now, this moment. No, now you're newer. You know what I'm saying? So there, you can leave all that behind you if you decide to get up in the morning before you even get up. You decide, God's got me. I'm going to let Spirit run my day today. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I know this is going to be like magic. It's not magic, kids. It's the way the universe was designed and we didn't know it. You're that powerful. You're God incarnate. You have power in your world to do and be and have whatever you decide. And that's well and good, but if you want flow, you have to surrender your what buts. What but? You know I'm not got made out of money. What? No. But I can't. I'm not 40 anymore. Whatever the what but is, give it up. First of all, we're living a heck of a lot longer. I'll be 66 this year. Who knew? I couldn't feel this way. I look at that t-shirt that I'm seeing everywhere. How weird to be the age of old people. It's true. I'm supposed to feel old at 66, I guess. I sure as heck don't. And it dawned on me, duh, no one ever has. No one, no matter what their age, feels their age. I have 93-year-old client and a 95-year-old friend. They do not feel in their 90s. Now, when they stand up out of a chair, maybe for a minute, you know, they're reminded, but inside. So that being said, you are a perfect design. This body can heal anything. And if you have any doubts about that, there's where your work is, right there. Because you have to release yourself from all doubt, fear, and worry for good. I mean it. It's time. It's way overdue time. So something else to remember is our spring equinox was just last week. And this is again, the light has been growing steadily, but this is when Aries kicks in. This Aries energy is your spring energy. It's what pushes all the sprouts up out of the ground and makes everything happen. And you might be feeling some of that if you're at all sensitive, and that's good. That's your get up and go juice. The cosmos sends it to you every year at this time, and it wants you to think about what you're going to do and start making your way toward it. Little baby steps, that's all you need to do, and let the universe do the rest. I'm serious when I say that. If you think you have to handle everything yourself, stop and think again. It's not your job. Your job is to know what and why you want things. And you must realize Source has to have some time to orchestrate on your behalf. The non-physical army that follows you everywhere is busily grabbing all the cooperative components to make what you want happen. So give it some time and space. Trust God's got you. And guess what? The phone will ring or the doorbell. Or you'll run into somebody at the coffee shop, and the next step will be very clear. And you'll take that step, and that step will take you way off in left field, and you'll say, well, cripe, I gotta be messing up now. No, keep following the inspiration with trust, because I've been out in left field I don't know how many times, because spirit wanted me there, because I had to get around some resistance or understand something that would lead me back and take me and excel me. So don't judge anything that comes along. Try your best to follow your inspirational guide moment to moment. I talk to mine all the time. People probably think I'm crazy when they go by me and I'm just talking away in my car. Maybe they think I'm singing. I don't know. But that's okay. I don't care. You can't care about what anyone else thinks. It's none of your business anyway. And after all, it's just an opinion. What's most important is what you think of you. Honey, God thinks you're the cats, you know what. I mean, you got to really sit sometimes and allow spirit to show you through how you feel how much it loves you. And the best route to that I know of is to just start looking around your life at all the things that are going well. you look at those things for a while and you start to say, whew, I got it pretty good. You know, life isn't bad. You stay on those things all the time, and whatever's not going well is going to rise up and become well. It has to. It's law. Your energy is dictating what is a block and what isn't. If you clean up your energy and you love all those parts of yourself and just allow spirit to guide you along, moment to moment, sometimes, you know, I'm a recovering, many things, but I am certainly a recovering victim, because I lived in that truly in just ensconced in it with no knowledge of my, of being there until I was in my 40s. I was manipulating people all over the place to jump through my hoops so I could be happy. Whew. It's exhausting for them and me, you know? So when you realize that I can't do anything about anybody else's life, I love them. I can love them, and that's powerful. But I can't do anything to create in their world. I better focus on what I'm creating, especially if things aren't coming up really the way you want. You got to own it. If things are not going well, there's something in here that needs to be looked at and healed maybe, or loved a little bit, because it's those unresolved parts of ourself that still live in doubt, fear, and worry that come up and give us troubles. Life would be just hunky-dory and smooth as silk if it weren't for that. So work with them. Get to know them. Love them. It's really the very best thing. And Mercury's going retrograde, and it will be on April 1st through the 25th. I always like to tell people, because honestly, if you're in communication like I am, it messes with you. And it'll mess with your technology and all your emails and all kinds of things. I really don't recommend anybody do anything during that time that would be legally binding. Seriously, because things are just not communicated well. And often miscommunication happens and you sign on the dotted line and there you are. So be cautious, be careful. Pisces, time for this really brutally honest discussion. This is the energy you need. If there's someone in your life, a spouse, a best friend, a sibling, anybody in your life that you're rubbing with that isn't comfortable to be around, but you love them and you want them in your life, this is a great time. The next 2 weeks, always, always pre-pave. It's an Abraham technique before you go into anything. If you want to talk to somebody and it's somebody you've in the past had difficulty with, first and foremost, you align yourself with spirit and you get grounded. Second step, you see them in your vortex version, your highest and best version. You start counting off all the things you like about them and think all the most wonderful thoughts you can think about them, because you will draw that from them when you see them. It's law. If you focus, on the other hand, on all the bad encounters you've had in the past and how they always cut you off in mid-sentence and they won't listen to anything, and guess what, honey? You're going to get that in spades. So you are in control. Pre-pave. See it happen. Watch it work. And you'll go, I'll be darned. I'll be darned. I never thought I could have a conversation like that with that person. Yeah, it's incredible. It will blow your mind. So pre-paving is super important when you're trying to work with difficulties in personality, you know. Mars and Pisces are going to get together, or they are actually already. They're not real copacetic. Pisces is real spiritual and Mars is the energy of war. It, and that has its positive side too. but they don't jive real well. So I'm telling you this only because if within yourself you feel like there's a conflict going on, there's, I want this, and that's like coming from Pisces, but Mars is over here, come on, stand up for yourself. You're going to have some of that going on possibly within. So just own that that's real and that you can kind of soothe it. It's always a matter of soothing yourself up the emotional scale. You want to be in alignment as much as you can. I'm telling people these days, and I truly believe it. I've not heard it on one of the CDs, but I've lived it. So I feel it's valid. If you can stay above contentment on the emotional scale, that's joy, love, appreciation, happiness, enthusiasm, passion, you know, to the light energies. If you can stay there 60% of your day, 60, 60% of your day, magic. Everything will be in flow. It will be grand. So Spirit obviously gives us a lot of wiggle room because God knows we're human and we have that emotional scale for a reason. We're going to dip in and out of it because it's our guidance. It's so important for us to recognize those emotions as guidance, period. You don't have to label them good or bad, negative, positive, none of that. Just, I'm angry right now. I don't like feeling angry. Let's see. I could probably get up to frustration pretty easily. You start working yourself up. You talk yourself up and you get out of there as fast as you can because you don't want to create from there. That's what most of the world's doing out there. They're creating from below contentment. And look what we've got. We know better. We're going to go out into the world and we're going to model and be above contentment as much as we can. Because that's happening in the world. It's going to take over the world, in my opinion. And I love being part of it. So authenticity is the key. No one else on this planet can be you. You're designed so perfectly and so specifically with such important, unique gifts. God wanted just for you to give. So please love you 200% and more if you can, because God does. Thank you so much. And so it is.